here.
As you call that radio, and even though it's 2025, this is still season four, and I'll tell you why. I've got plans. I want season five to start in a certain way. I have plans for season five. I have some guests lined up for season five. And that's not to take away from today's guest, a very good guest. But it's John McMustard, who is obviously famous from Colonel Mustard. And now his new band, Mellow Party, are releasing an album on Tuesday the 28th at Oran Moor. And then, but they're also playing this Saturday at the Big Burn Supper on the 26th. But the reason this doesn't really count as a real episode is because it was part of the Friday Night Phone-In, which is a thing that we do on YouTube quite often, where we get about three or four different guests on in the same show. I think it was five last time. This Friday we've got Hip Hop Scotland, Respect BA, a Mobb Deep special. But anyway, the point is that it was good fun. Always good fun talking to John. We're bamming each other up a bit and talking about his album and the fact that one of his songs sounds remarkably like one of our new songs. And you'll hear, if you want to hear the full version of my song, then you can check out on the You Call That Radio's Patreon page. We've got that, we've got Quantum Leap. I've been doing some extra stuff for the Patreons recently. So we're basically dropping all the new Gyro Babies tracks, all the new Jackal Trades tracks before anyone else over there. And I'm also doing two new things. One's called Distorted Antenna, which is kind of like opinion pieces, audio thing. And I'm doing another one, what's the other one called? Current Signals, which is a monthly mixtape, a radio show of all the best new tunes. So yeah, jump onto the Patreon to find out more about that. But it was a good conversation with John, so I thought, do you know what, I don't want to start the season with this, but we have already finished season four, so I was like, oh, let's call it a bonus episode. Let's get John McMustard on the show, and also, he's playing the Big Burn Supper, but so are we, and we've just been promoted to the same hall as him. So Gyro Babies was supposed to be playing like a wee after party, 200 cap thing, and now we've been moved to the main hall. So we're actually going to be going after Eddie Reader and a string quartet, and it's hosted by Michelle McManus and the Dumfries Community Choir's playing, and of course John McMustard and Gordy Duncan. So it's going to be quite a strange night. It might be able to stream. You might be able to stream it, I'm not sure. It's all a bit strange, but looking forward to it. It's the last gig before our album launch, so if you're in the Dumfries and Galloway area this Saturday, the 25th of January 2025, come along and see Gyro Babies, I suppose, headline after Eddie Reader and the string quartet. I don't know how the crowd's going to take to us, but it'll be fun finding out, I'm sure. And then it's our last gig before the album launch, which is on March the 29th. Dreams Are Mental. We're still doing a January sales on that just now. So it's £12 till the end of January. You can get it on Skiddle or Bandcamp. And yeah, come along to see Gyro Babies' album launch, please. And if you're a patron, you get another 25% off as well. Check your Patreon for the discount code. But anyway, we've got lots of exciting stuff happening on the audio podcast and the YouTube channel this year. Thank you to everyone who's supporting it. And I hope you enjoy this little clip. It's a wee half-hour conversation with John McMustard, who's discussing the new Mellow Party album, which is out on the 28th of January at Oran Moor. And I'll be previewing it at the Lord Burn Hall and Dumfries on the 25th. Enjoy. It's the Friday Night 4-In on You Call That Radio. We are sponsored by Nacon. So, apart from the patrons, so thanks to the patrons for supporting the show. We'll go for this. We'll go for blue. I think we'll go for blue. I'm trying to think what colour Mellow Party is because I believe that they're our next callers. Let's just go live to Mellow Party or Marty Pello.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I was thinking of a colour, a background colour, because obviously this is not a yellow album. You know, I normally associate you with the colour yellow, but what colour is Mellow Party?
2 seconds, Mark. Charlie, just wait as soon as I go on a
a podcast with Scooby every time to come in and interrupt.
Right, well, you better go and get it. We'll take a key. Evie's just threw his Kermit's head in the close, to be fair. It's a decent thing to interrupt for. Aye, what colour is Mellow Party? I don't know, maybe beige.
Don't talk to me like one of your wains. I don't fucking know. You're getting as much, not you're supposed to show some respect and dignity to the podcast. I don't fucking know. Blue's fine. Somebody asked the question earlier on, which I think I've already asked you, but I can't remember your answer. Is Mellow Party anything to do with Marty Pello?
Who's Marty Pello?
All right, so it is. Stole Marty Pello's ideas. Just like it stole my ideas with your forthcoming. You've sold it.
You're stealing my ideas.
No, you've stole my ideas. It's already been.
You Stole My Ideas is the name of my next EP, which is. About this track. Five
what
tracks.
One did you stole my ideas?
My ideas. As per.
Well, it annoys me because you've stole my ideas and you're releasing it before my ideas come out. So we're going to play both songs. We're going to play a bit of both songs. Hamish won't let me play our song because both songs are unreleased. So we don't know who stole whose idea here.
Well, we do know.
We
know that our song was written and recorded first. And we know it's the same drummer that plays on both tracks, and he played on our track first. So
what drummer would that be, since you stole two of my drummers to join your band? Was that with drummer one, Colin Hunter, drummer two, Bobby Duncan?
You owned the rights to the musicians in your band.
Well, I just think if you're going to...
They've no free will.
Well, they're drummers, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say they should have too much free will. You know, give them a bit of free will. But it's good to... How do you decide who plays drums in a track then? I mean, you've got two of the best drummers on the planet. How do you decide who plays drums?
Just generally, if Gordy writes a song on the guitar, Colin plays drums. And if Colin writes us on the guitar, Gordy plays drums.
That's how it's been so far.
That is quite a good system.
It's flawless.
You are also playing Celtic Connections, but with a twist because you're releasing your album at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be the Mellow Party debut album. It's called The Love You Have Inside of You Is All That You Truly Own. Nice. Short title.
I'm
really happy with it. The guys have been in the studio doing finishing touches on.
Oh, you cut off for a wee second there. Can you hear me, Mark?
Sorry, it's a catchy album name. The Love You Have Inside of You Is All That You Truly Own. It's a catchy album name, I'm saying. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, aye. It sounded sarcastic the way you said
it. No, I like the name, but has it got a nickname? No. Have you got a nickname for it? Because it's a wee bit long.
Aye, the nickname is TLYHIOYIATYTO.
Does it spell out anything? I don't know it's a to. So
probably getting shot.
Tlurralurralura.
Now. The love you have, it will probably people hopefully affectionately call it in the future.
I think it's a good name. And I like the album cover. Who did the album cover?
So it was Baza Mills, who's a good pal and has done a lot of photography for Mellow Party, but also Colonel Mustard over the years. Taking some really iconic shots, the Rolling Stones and Liam Gallagher and Jerry Cinnamon and stuff like that over the years as well. So, but we Baz, it's good. He stays just at sort of Stirling neck of the woods, and we managed to blag our way into Stirling Castle for the very first shoot, and then that one we blagged our way into Stirling Jail, the old Stirling Jail, and that's the just in the sort of gardens of that or the car park.
Did you see the Rolling Stones and Liam Gallagher and Jerry Cinnamon?
The name drop.
No, it's great.
It's plural. Great. It should be the name drops.
The name drops with an S. Okay, so I'm going to play the tune. I'm going to play the tune. We've got. Tell us about this song while I get it set up.
I'm on the. I'll tell you about what I'm drinking first. I'm drinking some Plenish Ginger Immunity. It's usually a fiver. It's one ginger shot. Well, five ginger shots, but it's normally a fiver in the co-op. It's down to 350, and I'm trying to fight off this cold.
That is
that.
No, let's get we'll get to the song in a minute. It's more important. I don't feel well, so I feel like we should talk about ginger shots. I love a ginger shot.
Aye, get yourself to the co-op, mate.
It's no Plenish. I use another brand. We're not sponsors. We don't have any sponsors here. But the other brand is actually about £1.50 for a tiny one. And then recently my local shop got another brand and it's £1.20 for a bigger ball. But that's the biggest ball I've seen yet. So it looks like it's a good deal.
Five shots, 100% vitamin C, daily intake. But I've just been trying to drink about two of these a day. It seems to be helping.
Why am I doing dry January when I feel like shit? I thought the whole point was I was supposed to feel amazing. I feel terrible, man.
Because your body has to go through all the withdrawals of the last 20 years, March. Like, you're lucky you're not attached to a ventilator.
I break during the week. I've been known to enjoy a shandy at the weekends, don't get me wrong. But it feels like, you know, normally in the past, usually it takes a bit, you know. I think if you just don't drink for a weekend, I feel that good energy where it's like, you know, 9 days without alcohol or whatever. And then, you know, I've been known to do a dry January. But what I did do, though, if I'm being honest, just in case any paparazzi out there caught me off guard, is that I started dry January on the 28th of December. So I had a couple of days in the bank. So actually, I had a drink on Saturday because it was the first time I'd seen Joe in about 2.5 months. So it was already in the bank from the 20th. I've got a few days in the bank that I could use if I need to. But I've decided that, for example, I like having a beer on the Friday night phone in, but I'm on the water. But I went for a business meeting today and I got a non-alcoholic beer. on the way back,
they're meant to be isotonic. Some of the non-alcoholic beers, they're meant to be quite good for
me. Well, I don't know if it was good for me. I had a Heineken 0.0, which is probably the best is the shite. It's better than the Carlsberg ones. So that was fine. But you know what? But it was because I've kind of like just not the motivation to go. And then I was walking home, and it was actually snowy, and it was just nice. I quite like it was chilly, but it felt like fresh. And I was like, do you know what? I've been feeling shit all week, and it's probably just because I haven't been going out and about. And I was just like, do you know what? I'm going to treat myself to. If I was drinking alcohol, I would go for another drink. So I went for a non-alcoholic pint, £4.80, by the way, for Estrella on draft. Then as soon as I came out, it was absolutely freezing, and I've just felt a bit shit since then. But do you know what? I'm going to spark a 0.0 Peroni while I listen to the new single that you may or may not have ripped off of the Gyro Babies unreleased single. Hold on, we've got some comments. Let me just see before we do that. Hi, Colonel. Fruit Market was awesome. Do you want to tell us about the Fruit Market?
Oh, thanks, Ray and Sue. Aye, we actually started, Colonel Mustard, my other band, started the year in January at Celtic Connections last year in the old Fruit Market, and then we finished it there in December, and we had a great night. I know you were no well, you were supposed to be there.
Well, that's it, man. I've actually been trying, I've been doing my best to look. It's no like me to know do things, but I didn't go out, because that week I was supposed to go to your gig, and then I was going to catch the end of DOS, and I was really excited about it all. And then Tam had a wee.
Can I say, Mark? You might not feel good now, but your eyes are looking really nice tonight. I'm not sure if you've got something a special lighting, but you definitely. I look pure peely wally.
No, it's just lighting.
Can I get the Mark McGee filter?
No, honestly, man, you don't want to see me about the lighting. You don't want to see me with the lighting.
Right.
You wouldn't like me with the
lighting. Lighting then.
Aye, it's light. Yeah. This is me looking. This is the best I can look. I'm actually cheating with lighting here.
You're looking good, man.
I'm not well. But that's the thing. I did it with the 21st or 22nd. There's a few nights that I just went, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to patch. I had the Christmas. I had the Boxing Day gig with the Loki album launch gig. So it's quite a lot on. And then I just did the Loki album once, and I did have a few shandies after that. And then I didn't even make it to the Tams thing because I was just so... I just went, do you know what? I just don't...
I really wanted to
make it to Loki's night, but Donna was night shift, so gutted it looked great.
It was a success. It was brilliant. And then Hogmanay, I just stayed in the house watching... The Marty Pello fever dream is Dan McGarvey called it. Just in the house myself. I didn't go out and hug me either. Just because I was at the gym in January the 1st. And I'm like, do you know what?
Oh, is that that guy that used to be in Wet, Wet, Wet?
He fucking is Wet, Wet, Wet. I mean, no offence to the rest of Wet, Wet, Wet. But how dare you tour as Wet, Wet, Wet without Marty Pello? He's just back. He's back. So Mellow Party is obviously something to do with what you do. Adam wants to know, how much will your new Mellow Party CD cost?
Probably, I would assume about a tenner. It's a CD, it's an album.
And how do you decide your digital? I've just had to do this myself with the album, because we've got the album out on March the 29th, but it's not all about me. But try to work out, because do you make digital the same prices? I ended up going for what Bandcamp suggests is £8 for a digital album and £10 for a physical CD is what I went for. And then I said that the vinyl was £25, but I don't even know if that is right. We've been selling vinyl for £15 for about 10 years. That's how old their album is. And everyone else is selling vinyl, by the way, before someone corrects me, vinyl for like £30. So I don't know if I've maybe... fucked it by selling vinyl for 25. What do you think?
I think, well, it's good to keep the prices low for people. Do you know, it's
not for me. It's not good for me. It's good for them. It's not good for me.
Fire it up a fiver then.
I'm unemployed. Right. So we don't get a job. By the way, I'm looking for a job.
Well, you should have been selling them for more then.
No, I know. I fucked it. It's too late now. You can't put the prices up, can you? Like, well, you could early bird. Well, this is your warning. Go to Gyro Baby's Bandcamp if you want a good deal, because I think I've accidentally sold things too cheap. And the gig tickets. I'm seeing all sorts of people selling tickets for £15, £20. How much is it for a cold mustard ticket these days?
About £20.
£20? Yeah. Oh, imagine selling tickets for £12. Gyro's last album launch in March 20th. £12. This is your warning to get your Gyro Baby's album lunch tickets, because I realise that I'm actually a skin unemployed musician and I've already spent hundreds of pounds that I don't have on this album, and I'm bumping myself. So go to Bandcamp and Skiddle and get your tickets and your CDs and your vinyl before I actually realise what I've done and put the prices up to a recommended retail price. But it's not all about me. It's not about me tonight. We're here to promote. We're here to promote Mellow Party. So I'm going to play the song. Do you want to read the comments after the song? Because I'm going to get myself a non-alcoholic beer and listen to the song. What is it about? Do you want to give us a wee intro?
Yeah, so it's called Deep in the Holy Water. It's probably the least sort of folk style on the album.
It's not actually that mellow.
It's like the sort of almost like standalone song at the end of the album that goes in a wee bit of a different direction. And it does, it's got the sort of surf, a wee bit punk vibes going on. But the song itself is about the value of water and how, the fact that, particularly down in England more than Scotland, although Scotland's, you know, got its own issues as well in terms of its water, but the fact that we don't we don't value the thing that we need the most in life, which our we came from. The fact that, I suppose, down in England, we'll hear that companies have been nationalised and they're in debt, but they're in the same debt that was never the case when they were actually nationalised. The water companies are privatised rather than nationalised down there. And they're giving their shareholders the money that they're now in debt, that the taxpayers meant to pay. And in the meantime, the water that we're meant to drink in, that we're supposed to wash, that we're supposed to go for a swim in, is absolutely polluted and it's absolutely disgusting. And
the English rivers are full of jobs.
Not just the English rivers, like Scottish ones, but in England it's worse than up here.
Jordan's in Scotland's water. I didn't know this. I thought it was England that was getting polluted with the jobby water. Sorry for saying the word jobby. I'm trying to think of a polite way to say that there is toilet sea.
Just releasing sewage into places where humans are supposed to swim and have leisure, but also, you know, water is the most precious thing. You can go a month without eating, but you can't go 3 days without drinking water. And the fact
have you ever went a month without eating?
No.
what's the longest you've ever read? Have you ever fasted? I should be fasting.
When I was in hospital when I was a kid, my appendix burst and I didn't eat for maybe about a couple of weeks, I think. But I was on drips and.
That was water. So, do you know who values water? Nestle. Nestle value water. They're just buying all the water. They buy all the water.
Aye.
You could maybe get a Nestle song.
Nestle are one of the worst. The water stuff, yeah, but more so like over in Africa where a lot of the water over there is polluted. Again, bad practice by big businesses, but they went over with guys dressed as if they were doctors, but they were salesmen, asking mothers to use basically powdered milk for their babies, which they were then using polluted water. And I think there was tens of thousands, if not more, deaths due to that, and that was all down to Nestle. So. Yeah, they're one of the worst.
We could maybe say that Nestle are the worst. I think they're maybe the worst out of all of them. It's a bad track record they have.
Coca-Cola's the biggest polluter.
Yeah, but it's easy to boycott them.
If you count.
You can boycott Coca-Cola, though. You can't boycott every cereal in the world. That's the problem. That's what Nestle's got. They're buying all the water. They're buying all the chocolate bars. They're buying all the cereal. At least with Coca-Cola, you just go, right, I'm boycotting cola. I'll drink Iron Brew. Although, I don't know if Iron Brew's got blood in their hands. I mean, you don't get to the top by being nice. You know, it's like, Elon Musk didn't get to the top by being nice. He didn't. Richard Branson, people like Richard Branson. Oh, he's a nice old man. He didn't get to the top by being nice. He might have a vinyl player. He may know the Beatles B-sides, but he didn't get to the top by being nice. We're getting lots of comments coming in, John. I'm distracted. We'll play the song. Because I'm speaking of water, I've ran out of winter water.
Let me say one more thing. Let me say one more thing about the song. So the point of it is that we used to worship, you know, nature, and we used to have respect for nature, and I suppose that's what it's about. Like, and going back before Christianity, like pagan times, we had respect, or the people in those days had respect for the elements and the things that kept us alive. And we, or at least big companies and some people in government, have moved away from that. And I suppose that is what Deep in the Holy Water is about. But it's also a song you can surf to and headbang to.
Yeah, it's got that Halloween surf punk sound that, funny enough, the Jarrow Babies has Psycho Billy. And it's a sound that Gyro Babies invented. And I don't know how he heard it because it was unreleased. And it just so happens the same drummer, Gordy Duncan, is on both. So we'll play your version and then we'll play, maybe play a little bit. Hamish won't let me play the full new Gyro single, but we'll go with yours first.
I thought you were in charge, Mark.
No, with this stuff, man. No, I'm the dictator of the democracy that is the Gyro Babies, but I think Hamish is a wee bit more in charge of the. Like, if I was just to just sort of send, I think, you know, I was just wanting to send a song to my patrons this week, but I think I got the impression Hamish would rather wait till the song's finished properly, yeah. You know, mixed and mastered. So it's good to have somebody with that on your side. Because I would not, you know, that's why, you know, whenever the couple of beers, I'll send you songs and then they're unfinished. So I'm sending people that I know unfinished songs and to get feedback. But it's just to get validation, just as are we on the right path? Are we not? Mm-hmm. And then you fucking steal the ideas, so I shouldn't be doing that. He's got a point. We should make sure it's copyrighted. I'm always joking. Right, this is Deep in the Holy Water. Stuff for the album launch. The love you have inside of you is all that you truly own, or lovingly known as Celtic Connections, downstairs in the auditorium of Oran Mór, Tuesday the 20th of January, featuring the Lorettes, the Creative Martyrs, Becky Wallace, Craig Weir, and the Dumfries Community Choir. Get your tickets from Celtic Connections, Tickets Scotland, and Oran Mór. All ages welcome, under 18s must be accompanied by an adult. That looks like a good one.
It's going to be a special one.
Why, right, just before we go, because I've got Noisy Poet all the way in Nottingham is about to come on. But let's go through some comments. Also, I just want to ask you while I'm picking some comments,
right?
Why the name change? Because obviously Hunter McMustard was a thing. So why the name change?
It just became a band. We were going to change it before the last release, and the guys who are part of were like, no, keep it. He's up this reputation with Hunter McMustard, but. Both me and Colin at the same time, we were both like, no, if we're going to do it, it has to be now. And we both sort of came to that conclusion, and Colin brought it up, and I'm like, mate, I'm thinking the exact same thing. Like, it's became a band. Gordy's writing songs, Stevie and Gary are writing songs, and And it'll be a band that folk can drop in and out as they like, and we'll have special guests and all that, but it definitely feels like more of a band. And having Hunter and McMustard and Mellow Party, and it just seemed a bit laborious.
You also you got, but you did do a cover one. Just to you got lots of hits for Go On Yourself, and you featured the Mellow Party, which is a clever way of getting keeping the streams. If that makes sense, Hunter Lee must have featured the Mellow Party. How did you do? Did you not do that? Who did that? Someone was thinking.
It's a transition, but there's nothing really clever about it. It's just that's what it was, and we wanted it, the guys to be acknowledged, but then it's like, well, we are a band, and so we're doing it's Mellow Party now, and that's it.
So,
and you keep a stream anyway.
Jobby is a great word, says Soapy. I know a superhero called Jobby Man. Alan Grace's Toilet Seat, is that a band? It's okay, so I'm just going to forget. No more of that chat. Well, let's talk about the music here. We're here to talk about music. Magic Tune, Mellow Party are fucking brilliant, says Stacey. Ray and Sue says, nice to see God. They bumped into him fresh off a trawler at the 18 festival. And he was sober and coherent. That was a first. But I hope he's still on the wagon. He is on the wagon right now. That's all you need to know.
I was at him last night. He's doing good.
Good to see. He's
deep in the holy water.
The winter water. The winter water, as we call it in this show. Yeah, good on God. And also, I'm excited to hear, what's his song called again that's on the album? Because I've seen some clips of yous recording it, but I know it from years ago.
Aye, wait and I'll tell you.
And that's another song that I got ripped off. I'm pretty sure I've got a line in that song. God, they can clarify.
It's called Where I Belong, I think.
Where I Belong, yes. There is a song. God, they'll confirm it. God, if you're watching, confirm that. I wrote a sentence of that song. I wrote two lines of that song, but it's not about me. John, will there be a Colonel Mustard CD soon? Ask Adam.
Colonel Mustard have been in recording three new songs, and we're working on other songs, but by the time it takes Colonel Mustard to do anything, we'll probably still be maybe a year or so away from a CD, but I think we'll, in all seriousness, I think we'll probably have a couple of releases this year. Maybe just like three singles and possibly an album next year. So it's good. We got in the studio for the first time in a couple of years. Recording studio, that is. We're in rehearsing still quite a bit. So it's good. And nice to get in. And the guys have put some great stuff down on the three tunes. So exciting times. I'm sitting on loads of new music with Colonel Mustard, Dan Mellow Party, and some other projects as well.
That's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to have a stack in the vault. Big Al says, this is brilliant content. Love the banner. I always want to phone in, by the way. Al, you will be able to phone in after I've spoke to Noisy Poet. As you call that radio, it's Friday night phone in. So although we kind of rig some of the guests, you can actually phone in. Hi from California, says Stacey. Well, I hope everyone's all right, Stacey. It's wild out here.
Yeah, out there, aye, it's not nice to see, yeah. Especially when you've got a president about to come in that doesn't believe in climate change. Probably, aye, not great for the people of LA at the moment.
Jigsaw Tiger says Erdinger 0% is pretty good. Just to clarify, this isn't an advert. This is just 0.0. I'm just gonna.
Are you doing, Amanda?
Shout out to Amanda. I'm going to pretend to get pissed. Did you ever pretend to get high? Did you ever pretend? Did you use your imagination and take it?
Probably aye, when you're a teenager, kidding on.
You take a tic-tac and pretend it's something else. And, well, I suppose when you're young, you get high. That's why kids run around in circles, don't they? They run around in circles to get dizzy, to get high.
Aye. It's a lot of silliness. Different ages, isn't there?
Colin Sims in the house. Is it not food for the fishies? I don't know about that. I think we're back to that chat.
Sounded like a mafioso threat, Colin.
We got The shorts for Lidl were great, says Mark McInnes. I've not actually tried I'm a fan of the ginger shorts. Okay, I'm going to play a quick snippet and then we're going to go to Noisy Poet just to see. So if everyone remembers, the last song we played was this. Oh, then, by the way, I've got fast internet again. This is great. I've just downloaded it that quickly. I just did a 1-2 buckle my shoe, and then this is how our one sounds with the same drummer and the same riff that we obviously invented. Halloween surf punk psychobilly sound. Where a wee bit of Tenacious D. Would you agree with that?
Not consciously, but maybe subconsciously.
And this is our one.
But I love Tenacious D.
Hermanos de mi sangre, luchemos unidos para que se acabe esta dictadura que nos pisotea, que nos calla y reprime a balazos, que nos mata de hambre y de vergüenza. Los Gyro Babies nunca se cansan, los sueños son dementes.
Radio Kill, the radio star, Spotify Kill, the album.
That's enough. Before Hamish copyright strikes me. That's called The Secret Information. And I think I'm going to get the go-ahead to... God, the Duncan and drumming them both. Yeah, if you're a Patreon at patreon.com/YouCallThatRadio, we're going to send... Because it's called The Secret Information, I think it should be a secret song for only the Patreon until after the album's out. So we're going to sort that out. You've been ripped off. Yep, I agree. Thanks, Mark, for backing up. Can I ask the drummer?
No.
Tune.
Ask the drummer. That's what you do.
Did you swap the label on the bottle? This is what people... What do you think of me? It's a good idea, though. Maybe next week, if I'm still struggling. Right, John, it's been great to speak to you. Everyone, go to the Melo party. I've got Noisy Poet waiting all the way from Nottingham. A pleasure, as always. Jerk out, Melo party, Celtic Connections, and we'll put the poster up one last time.